This is a Triple M Footy podcast with all the latest news and stories that matter right now in footy. It's Tom Brown's news.
It's a big news day today with Alistair Clarkson stepping away from North Melbourne indefinitely. So I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to bring Tom Brown straight in. What is the latest, Tom?
Rudy, my information this afternoon is that North's been pretty transparent in regards to this in terms of there isn't a backstory per se. The story's sort of there as it is. North's been transparent. Clearly, there was a build-up of tension for Alistair Clarkson. There was no particular spilling point yesterday. I think Clarkson obviously had detailed discussions with his partner, his wife Karen, with the club. That's Jen Watt, the CEO, and also the president of the North Melbourne Football Club, Sonia Hood. Clearly, the Sam Mitchell issue last week was a big issue in regards to Clarkson's comments towards Hawthorn, and obviously this so-called tension, I guess, over Clarkson's comments at the recruiting meeting, which had been reported, basically suggesting that he'd had to go at Sam Mitchell in regards to his finals performance. I think Clarkson was under the strong impression that was already documented in Mitchell's book and was a bit overbaked, certainly from Clarkson's perspective. I'm not criticising the story. Obviously, the chair of the panel had issued a statement last week giving an update to a specific reporter. Good story, not criticising the story again, but that was a huge, huge breach of confidentiality in the view of Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan. And obviously a lot of increased talk over the last few days about mooted mediation ahead of next week. So that all spilt over yesterday and today to the point now where Clarkson is incredibly emotional, very emotional is what I was told. And he knows what it takes to be a senior coach and he needs to go and get help to fix himself up. North is optimistic that he will be back and come back a bigger and better coach. And they would never say this publicly, but I think they think that he's already been an incredible coach. So when he's got his head right and he's in a better space when he comes back, they're looking forward to that. But this was Todd Viney, North's football boss, who addressed this issue today. And just to explain, Brett Ratten will take over the responsibility in terms of senior coaching. Given where North's at the moment with a pretty inexperienced list, they're very confident that Brett will do a really good job. But this was Todd Viney, who did a good job today explaining the situation at their press conference.
The reality of that is, in dealing with that, the 8 months, and the role of being the North Melbourne Footy Club coach, he felt that he just couldn't do it anymore. I think if you ask anyone within the four walls about how he had been going, they really wouldn't have been able to tell how much pressure he was under, because he's done an amazing job in building relationships, helping set the foundation for this club moving forward. But when he leaves this workplace and he goes home, and then he's dealing with the constant unknown around this investigation, it's really taken a mental toll.
That was Todd Viney, the North footy boss, speaking this afternoon. Clarkson, clearly one of the most resilient characters in footy, one of the toughest, most fearsome competitors in football. So it's just a cautionary reminder of the pressures that can exist, particularly on Clarkson at the moment, in light of what's been a bad process in terms of the investigation, Rudy. In terms of Chris Fagan's response, he's provided that to me this afternoon by way of statement, which I posted on Twitter. He said, "I'm saddened by the decision of my friend and colleague Alistair Clarkson to step away from his role at North Melbourne indefinitely. I was fortunate to work with Clarko for almost 9 years, and I've known him for much longer than this. I know him to be a person of very good character who has had an overwhelmingly positive influence on the lives of young men he has coached. The football community is immeasurably better off with Clarko in it. The deeply flawed process," and this, I guess, is the important bit, notwithstanding the first two paragraphs, but this is obviously, in terms of going forward, the important bit. "The deeply flawed process that we have been subjected to has taken a heavy toll. It has been profoundly damaging and unfair. It is my hope that it will very soon come to an appropriate end. In the meantime, Clarko's physical and mental well-being must come first. I extend my very best wishes to him, Karen, and the family. Out of respect for Clarko, I do not intend to make further public comment." That's from Chris Fagan, who's going through a similar situation. The AFL has also responded this afternoon, formally Rudy, Gil McLaughlin, who in the background has been pushing, as we know, for mediation and this to be resolved. He wants it to be resolved before he leaves the AFL, and obviously as quickly as possible and efficiently as possible. He said, "We support," that's the AFL, "the decision by North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson to take the step today to prioritise his own health and well-being. We understand how much the investigation by the independent panel into allegations of racism has impacted on all people involved, including Alistair, and believe the investigation needs to find a resolution. He goes on to say that the AFL supports current efforts to find a mediated outcome that provides fairness and natural justice for all involved and encourage all parties to work towards a timely and just outcome. Rudy, in the background, clearly the AFL has been angling in recent weeks for these conditions of mediation to be dropped and for mediation to take place. There was mediation mooted for as soon as next week. I think Clarkson and Fagan have made it fairly clear in recent weeks that the conditions and stipulations around that mediation are unworkable. And I think there is some pressure now on the AFL to try and come up with a better process than what's happened. Everyone's really worried about the confidentiality breaches, and clearly Clarkson's in a bad space. The AFL I've spoken to this afternoon are backing the process. They strongly endorse the process. They don't want to deviate from the process at this stage, but there's definitely pressure now, Rudy, to come up with a better way of resolving this. And I don't have a lot of faith that any mooted mediation next week would achieve a great deal. Just in terms of when Clark will be back, as I mentioned, Rudy, North do think he will come back, which is the important thing. I know he's on indefinite leave, but he will eventually come back. So hopefully he's not lost to the game forever. That would be a terrible tragedy. But, the timeframe's a guesswork at the moment. I would suggest when the terms of reference for this investigation are worked through and he can seek the appropriate help from his family and friends and any help he's getting. But it would be guesswork at the moment to suggest when. But I would expect it to be sometime this season. But having said that, this has just been so protracted that you couldn't put a time frame on at the moment. North just want him to get right, come back, and then be able to focus on getting North back in action, Rudy.
This is Sir Doug Nicholls' round.
I want to be on top. I was good.
Honouring First Nations players and culture and moving towards reconciliation.
We want to walk with you. We don't wish to walk alone.
We celebrate the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island footy legends. Stars of today.
Stadium from Dougie Rioli.
Electric from Cozzy Pickett.
Join the Temper Mattress call team tomorrow night for Port Adelaide and Melbourne.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Okay, Tommy, there is some other news getting around today, not just Clarko. What's the latest on Tasmania?
I'm amazed, Rudy, that the AFL, after announcing Tasmania, are now having to sell the idea back to the Tasmanians. We didn't see, and this was referenced on Footy Classified last night, this level of opposition to Tasmania when it was announced last week. It's sort of come out of the woodwork. It suggests that a lot of the opposition thought, the opposition to the idea of there being a team or a stadium, thought that they could get it through to the announcement stage and then maybe the AFL would back down on the stadium. The AFL's done an enormous amount of work on getting a huge amount of government money, both federal and from the Tasmanians, for a team. It's basically been handed to the state on a platter now. I thought all these arguments had been run and won. We've discussed them at length on this podcast, and I found this comment from Tim Lane. I don't usually talk about journalists on this podcast, but I refer to this grab in the context of the debate. I found this an absolutely staggering comment from Tim Lane on 3AW last night, suggesting that the AFL would back down on the stadium, which clearly they won't. And it suggests also, you'll hear the AFL, hasn't done all it should. That to me is just crazy. The clubs, and again, this was referenced on Footy Classified last night, the clubs, a number of them, didn't want Tasmania. It's going to disrupt the competition and it's going to cause all sorts of issues, but out of goodwill in the end, and because it was a great idea for the state and an accretive economic idea for the state, a number of clubs went along with it because the AFL did such a good job to get so much funding into the team. And this was Tim Lane's comments last night.
Does the AFL really care about there being a Tasmanian team or not? And if it does, is it prepared to bend, to give Tasmania some wriggle room to actually get to a point where whether a stadium like this needs to be built and built on that spot is something given due consideration, rather than basically having it dropped on the state and told you either accept this or you just forget the idea of having a team? I mean, a Tasmanian team should have been a medium for great unity in Tasmania like it's never known, but in fact it has become a matter of dramatic division.
Just crazy from an ex-Tasmanian. Anyway, Rudy, that project is on life support at the moment because of the uncertainty. Again, referenced on TV last night, they can't at the moment get things underway in terms of planning, design, all those types of things because there's so much opposition. So my information, from AFL sources and so forth, is that Jeremy Rockliffe now politically just needs to get in behind this and try and, squash some of this opposition in order for it to proceed. It's really in a difficult and precarious situation, which I find sad. I know online some people say that I bagged Tasmania and all the rest of it in terms of an idea. I don't. I was down there. I supported it in terms of the announcement. I think it'd be hugely great for the state, even on a community level, Rudy. I've pointed that out on this podcast before. You get locals, playing footy in community, AFL-funded community clubs. That's contact with their friends on Tuesday night, Thursday night, Saturday when they play. That helps mental health, it helps depression, it helps health issues, all sorts of things. This debate, to me, has just got to an absolutely crazy stage, and hopefully it dissipates and we get a team.
This is Tom Brown's News, bringing you the most up-to-date footy news every Monday, Thursday and Friday. Hear it first on the Listener app.
I'm aware, Tommy, that this is a very busy news day for you, so I'll just give you one last one before we go. The fixture drop today, round 16 to 23.
Yeah, a couple of observations. We'll have the latest on 7 News on this tonight, obviously, on our Triple M channels this afternoon. But basically, you'll see three more Thursday nights between rounds 16 and 23. The Pies have four Friday nights, which I think is noteworthy. And Rudy, I stand to be corrected, but from my observations based on the Sydney Swans MCG games, Buddy's farewell game, provided he doesn't go on for another season, which I don't think he will. I think it's widely accepted at the MCG, would be Richmond-Sydney on Thursday, the 6th of July in round 17. So an exciting fixture. You'll see a lot of Richmond on Thursday and Friday nights, a lot of Collingwood. The Sydney Swans have got some spots there as well. Obviously, it's geared towards the teams that the AFL think will feature prominently in the final four. But the AFL's released that this afternoon, and we'll digest more of that fixture on our podcast tomorrow, Rudy. It's been a pretty incredible day.
Thanks heaps, mate. I know you've got to get back to 7. I'll let you go.
That was Tom Brown's News. Come back every Monday, Thursday and Friday for more. And subscribe to Triple M Footy on Listener to get all our podcasts throughout the season. Barine Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.